Immigration and Customs Enforcement will soon operate under a new administration. President-elect Joe Biden has promised to return to, quote, sensible enforcement policies, but that change will take time. Right now, in New York and New Jersey, activists do not want to wait. They're calling on ICE to release undocumented immigrants from jail. That's led to clashes with police, hunger strikes, and a restraining order. From member station WNYC, Matt Katz reports.
Right after the election, I started getting calls from immigrants like Carlos Gomez. He was on hunger strike at New Jersey's Bergen County Jail, which has a multi-million-dollar contract with ICE to hold detainees.
Oh, it's just horrible. It's just, you know, you feel dizzy. It seems like they don't care about us.
Immigrant detainees say they're being mistreated and they're scared of getting the coronavirus. The first COVID-19 case in ICE detention was reported here. The detainees are demanding immediate release. They say they could be given monitoring bracelets to make sure they show up to immigration hearings. Frederick Baji told me he hadn't eaten for 9 days.
There are human beings right now in the United States that are being treated very badly, simply because they don't have a paper that states that they are U.S. citizens.
Gomez, Baji, and other immigrant detainees in the country illegally are often held by ICE in county jails. Many have lived here for decades and have U.S. citizen spouses and kids. Some were transferred from prison after they finished sentences for crimes. Last month, rabbis took notice of the hunger strikers and began praying outside the Bergen County Jail. Racial justice activists soon joined them. This wasn't something that Bergen County, a wealthy Democratic suburb, usually experiences. But the protests are now held almost daily, with live music and occasional confrontations with the police. One night earlier this month, officers in riot armor arrested 9 activists. Sheriff Anthony Curitin appeared before television cameras the next day and alleged that protesters actually bit 2 officers.
It was not a productive act of political expression. What we saw yesterday was not, in the words of my hero, John Lewis, good trouble.
The sheriff is a Democrat who said he opposes President Trump's strict immigration policies. But he argued that detainees are treated well in the county jail. In Bergen and other nearby counties, local officials also defend the lucrative ICE contracts. They say these deals help offset property taxes and provide jobs. Curitin's department gets $110 a day per immigrant it holds for ICE. Next door in Hudson County, immigrant advocates bombarded Zoom meetings of the all-Democratic governing board after it voted last month to extend its ICE contract 10 years.
You just love that money, right? Just love the money. They don't accept money where you're going, though.
Y'all make me sick, you know? What else is there to say?
You should be ashamed of yourselves. Shame, shame, shame.
That was Andrew Jiang, Michael Watson, and Danielle Harari. Tensions are high throughout the region. 6 protesters rallying in Manhattan for ICE detainees were injured after a woman drove her car through the crowd. In New Jersey, local officials filed a restraining order against activists. Even as the state's senators came out against the contracts, Senator Bob Menendez called them blood money, local leaders aren't budging. Democratic Hudson official Caridad Rodriguez points out some of the detainees did commit crimes and it isn't safe to release them.
Safety for me, for my family, is priority.
In 2018, Hudson Democrats actually voted to stop jailing detainees by 2020. But when Joe Biden won the presidential election, the local Democrats figured ICE would no longer be as controversial. They were wrong. For NPR News, I'm Matt Katz.